here at our resort. It is our first day. We actually just got off the plane not too long ago, got settled in, got a nice lunch. Now we're going on a tour. We're seeing the scenery around here, which is amazing. Beautiful. So we're going to take you guys along. That way you don't miss anything. This is paradise. It's so beautiful. Oh, and we're in a tree. We're in a tree.
Luckily, they're the ones in bikinis and not Mark and I, because
yes,
we're pale, skinny, and just not as good-looking as the Houston Texans cheerleaders, or as talented in those ways. But if you want to see more of that, go to HoustonTexans.com, click on the Cheerleaders tab, and we got all sorts of stuff.
Boy, they had fun, and we had a big crew down there shooting that whole thing.
Yes.
And they had fun, too.
Yeah, it's hard not to have fun. You're in paradise.
Although they're up before the sunrise. You know, there is actual work involved, but it's like, woe is me work. Okay,
yeah. You're in Joe Amaral, yeah. Jay McDevitt, Jesse Clark, the rest of them. Good job, guys. You know who else works hard and does a great job at it? Whitney Mercilus. We mentioned the 12 sacks in 2015. Mm-hmm. The nice job he does setting the edge as far as containing runs, all that stuff. He's also a giant off the field. He's a Red Cross ambassador. He is giving to other charities in other ways, and he was recently taking part in the Play Safe campaign.
Yeah, and this is really an important thing around the National Football League, applying to all levels of football. Play safe. They're trying to coach it that way, and it certainly is paying dividends with the kids.
Hey Texans fans, my name is Ashley S. I am a third-year veteran here on the Texans Cheerleaders team. We're here at Play Safe Clinic here in Pearland High School. It's been a really great event for all these kiddos here. Great practice for all of them. They've been running drills. Whitney Mercilus stopped by, and now we're signing autographs with these awesome Texans fans, starting from, I believe, some maybe 5 or 6 years old to there was a 15-year-old I met earlier. So they're really great next NFL stars right here, definitely for the Texans. It's been so fun here, being able to give back to the community here in Pearland especially. I'm here with some of my other teammates, Kelly, Alicia, and Kimberly. You can see them here. And we've just been basically having fun with the kids here. There's boys and girls here. We're cheering them on the sidelines while they're not only learning nutrition and health and safety inside, but also here outside while they're practicing. So we're making sure that they're staying hydrated here in the sun, but also having fun while we cheer them on while they run their drills. It's been a really great opportunity to be here.
How's today?
Today was awesome. What did we do today? I want to ask you.
We made touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
We jogged and ran.
Okay.
Do you like basketball?
Yeah, basketball's all right. I like football. I like soccer a little bit more. But what's your favorite sport?
Football.
What'd you like about football?
I like to run.
You like to run? Like to do some drills, techniques, and stuff like that? Yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome.
Good stuff there from Whitney. Keep your heads up when you're playing safe.
Yeah, and play it safe by watching Dear Drew. That makes no sense, but often Dear Drew is that way. It's next.